tell us what happened at the Wise Road water plant yesterday.
Well, yesterday morning, unfortunately, a chemical with chlorine, and it was placed in a wrong container with another chemical. It created a chemical reaction resulting in the emission of chlorine gas into the plant. So we evacuated that plant, shut it down basically, that is, closed it off, and two people were taken to the hospital for observation. I believe they were kept there overnight, but all reports are that they're fine. I'm still waiting to hear back on that. Then we had the Lansing Fire Department hazmat team and others assisting us, and by mid-afternoon, we were able to walk into the plant without hazmat suits. As a precaution, while they were initially opening up the plant, the Lansing Police and Lansing Fire did ask the immediate neighborhood to evacuate, that is, the residents in that area. Approximately an hour later, they were told that the evacuation notice had been rescinded, so they were able to return. So, yeah, it was a very, very busy day. Fortunately, we do not think, any serious injuries to anybody, and at no time was the air quality or the water quality in danger. So we're thankful for that.
What was put in with the chlorine?
As I understand it, this was, of course, chlorine is used to purify water in a lot of municipal water systems, and it was placed in the wrong tank. And that wrong tank, I am told, contained a fluorine-based chemical. I am not a chemist, so I'm not sure yet. But obviously, you do not want to mix chlorine with basically anything except water. And as a result of that that mistake, it created a plume inside the plant of chlorine gas, which is obviously very serious to humans, but it's also corrosive. And so right now, actually, our biggest challenge is assessing the damage, because this is a very corrosive type, almost like an acid, and we need to go piece by piece, look at things, see if it's working. Again, as a precautionary measure, we've taken that plant offline while we assess that damage.
How long do you think the assessment will take?
It's anybody's guess at this point. I would say probably a couple of days. I probably will know more this morning after this assessment team reconvenes, and they were there until after midnight. And, everybody just needs to get a little bit of sleep so they can be fresh for today's challenges. And so probably later this morning, early afternoon, we'll have a better idea of the assessment of that damage. But in the meantime, that plant is offline.
How many customers does that plant provide water for?
Well, it really works in conjunction with one other plant. I think the best way to look at it is we have 55,000 water customers in the greater Lansing area. And, that plant is a smaller plant than the one we have in downtown Lansing, and it really assists. So it's really difficult to say that it provides water to so many people. It's really just all goes to the same reservoirs and then on to the customers.
So will there be stress and strain? Will there be any shortage of water? Can you handle the capacity?
It's a great question. We think at this point we will be able to handle the capacity, but as time goes on, we're just going to have to evaluate that. Tony, I should mention one other thing to your listeners. They may see some decrease in water pressure and possibly some discoloration. It's not anything other than sediment that's been in the water mains for many, many years. It's a naturally occurring substance. But sometimes, like, for instance, when a water main breaks and it's repaired, things get stirred up, and people will notice, say, a brownish tint to the water. It's just simply sediment. It's safe to drink, but if you don't like the looks of it, let the water run for a couple minutes, and that should clear up. So people may see some of that, especially in the south part of Lansing.
All right, Mark, can I call you at the same time tomorrow morning, get an update?
Yes, you can.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony.